Welcome to the Lab Up Leaders series, a showcase of global change agents and experts in healthcare and laboratory management. Here's your host, Lab Up Global Founder, Robert Farias.
We'd like to welcome Sajjad Ahmad to the podcast. Sajjad, nice to meet you. How are you feeling?
I'm good. What about you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. So Sajjad, let's begin introducing you to the audience by sharing your academic background, please.
Sure. My name is Sajjad Ahmad, and I belong to Pakistan. I have done BSc Honor MLT Medical Lab Technology from Rawalpindi Medical College in 2015. After that, I have done my MPH Master in Public Health from Gumal University, D.I. Khan. I working during my education. I was doing a part-time job as a student, as an internship. After that, I start my job as a professional, as a medical lab technologist. I have done a job in Shifa International Hospital, Islamabad. I have done a job in Excel Lab, which is also in Islamabad. And nowadays, I am the CEO Biomed Diagnostic Center, which is located in KPK, Dera Ismail Khan, KPK province. And I am also doing a regular employee. I am a regular employee of Regional Blood Center, D.I. Khan, as a health education officer.
Great. So, Sajjad, let's take a step back then. So, why did you choose the path to MLT? What made you take those that path of studies?
Sure, why not? Because during my matric and FSC, my inter college, I like the field of pathology because I have seen my senior cousin, one of my senior cousin, he's doing a job as a lab tech. That's why became that I will do in MLT. Or I like the this field as a medical lab technologist.
Great. Okay. And then your decision to go into an MPH. Can you describe what triggered that?
Sure. Why not, Robert? Honestly speaking, because during my third year, then I suggest that I will do my MS in hematology, microbiology. But somehow I see that in Pakistan, most of the MBBS doctors, they have FCPS. Specialization in this field, in hematology, microbiology. So I think that if I have done MS, then PhD, why not I have do MPH? Because in my during my college life, I was thinking that I will start, my dream was that I will start a diagnostic center, which we provide the radiology and pathology facilities under one roof to the people. That's why I chose the MPH, Master in Public Health.
Yeah. Okay, and so Sajjad, let's explore that a little bit. So you made the choice to the entrepreneurial choice as well to set up your own diagnostic center. But let's take a step back and understand the situation in Pakistan for people who are graduating with medical lab technology, medical lab science degrees. So typically at the moment, what is the structure of the lab network like in the public and private sector? Do private facilities make up a good number of the diagnostic capacity in the country? Do people mostly rely on the public sector? What is the breakdown like?
Robert, honestly speaking, in Pakistan, in the government sector, in the hospitals, in the medical colleges, they have not hired the medical technologists because they have a medical lab technicians. Because you know, in Pakistan, the medical lab technologist degree start in 2008 in most of the medical colleges. in Pakistan. So that's why this the reason of this that most of the technologists, they graduated recently in 2014, 13 and onward. That's why in the government sector, most of the, they have, even in Pakistan, the technologist service structure is recently they approve from the or National Assembly. Allied Health Sciences Council, because most of the technologies, you know, there is a physiotherapy, optometry, radiology technologies. So recently, the government move a motion in National Assembly and make a council from Allied Health Sciences. This for me, I think this is the reason, because they have in the government sector there is no technologist, medical lab technologist. And if we talk about the private sector, there is a lot of technologists, physiotherapists, radiology technologists, MLT, medical lab technologists. They hire and they give handsome salaries.
So, Sajjad, let me just back up in a second. So when you're saying a technician in every country has slightly different role vocabulary that they seem to be using. So a technician implies that they've studied the diploma or certificate. Is that the understanding?
Yes, yes. Technician, they do the diploma. For example, in Pakistan, you have 10 years of schooling, matric. You after that, they give admission in diploma 2 years. When you are doing a medical lab technology, if you are want to become a technologist, then you have first 12 years of education. After that, you will do a 4-year degree.
I see. So the translation then is that, and obviously it sounds like, as you mentioned, the MLT program began more recently. It's not something that's been around for a while.
In 2008 and 2009 in Pakistan, as a medical lab technologist, as a radiology technologist, physiotherapy, allied health sciences program were started.
And that also implies then that the government model, from a, I guess also from a financial perspective, was designed around having diploma holders as opposed to technology holders. Yes, I presume that there'll be a higher cost as well.
Exactly. In most of the government hospitals, medical college, they are already have medical lab technicians. But recently, some hospitals and medical college start hiring a medical lab technologist, but very rare.
And then, so from a perspective of, let's just talk about briefly what COVID would have triggered then. So from a capacity perspective, that implied that private facilities were mostly leading the charge in terms of testing. Was it still public facilities? How did that take place?
Exactly. In private sector, they are giving good, handsome salaries. But in government, recently when the COVID pandemic came, they start hiring the medical lab technologists. They were government and medical colleges and research labs start hiring medical lab technologists. Before that, there is no medical lab technology in any government hospital, government medical college. But no, recently they start hiring a medical lab technologist.
Okay. And so, Sajjad, let's talk about the biomed diagnostic center that you've set up. What's the situation in Pakistan like in terms of establishing a lab? What are the protocols? What are the rules around who can establish a lab? How do they get accredited? How do they get recognized?
Yes, yes. In Pakistan, there is a HRA. It's a health regulatory authority. The health regulatory authority approve once if you want to establish a lab. First, you will apply in HRA, Health Regulatory Authority, in provincial level. Because in Pakistan, there is a federal and provincial level. You will apply to HRA, Health Regulatory Authority, on provincial level. After that, if they approve your setup, your documentation, your employee document, then you can start a lab.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in terms of the person who's authorized to do so, does the person have to have any particular degree? So in some countries, you must have, for example, medical lab technology, medical lab scientist degree.
Exactly. This was in my mind that I will discuss with you. In Pakistan, there is a very, I can say that if you are a technologist, and if you are a technologist and want to establish a lab, the HRA, Health Regulatory Authority, will not approve your lab because your license, they are not authorized you to establish a lab if you are a technologist. So you will do, you will hire a MBBS doctor. If you are a MBBS doctor, then they will give you a license, then you can establish a lab. Otherwise, if you are a technologist, MS, PhD, you can't establish a lab without a MBBS doctor.
And is that changing with the introduction of the Allied Health Sciences Council? Is that expected to change?
Exactly, because a lot of my friends and the Allied Health Sciences volunteers, they are struggling that if we are a technologist, we are doing a 4-year degree after FSC, after 12 year of schooling, then why we can't establish our own lab? In another sense, if there is a MBBS doctor, they have not much knowledge of about lab, but the HRA, Health Regulatory Authority, right now, till now, you can't establish a lab without MBBS doctor.
Interesting. Okay. That's good to know. And from a perspective of, so for people who are entering these studies in your context of MLT, your suggestions for them, because clearly it also implies that those who are entering the program recognize that potentially there's more growth for them, but there's actually a limited option at the moment. And Pakistan being a very large country, I know has many institutions that are providing training. So could you give me your sense and your advice? What do you recommend to people who are considering MLT as studies and what you would suggest them to do?
Robert, in Pakistan, after graduation, if you have do MLT, if you have done MLT, after that, there is a lot of fields. You have a multiple choice. For example, in Pakistan, after MLT, you can do MS in microbiology and immunology, MS in hematology, MS in molecular pathology. You can do MPH, you can do MS in human genetics, you can do MS in biotechnology. So for me, for my experience, I will suggest you after doing MLT, you can do MS in genetics or MS in micro and immunology, because you see that a lot of disease diagnosing are going toward genetics genes level. A lot of bacteria, a lot of virus, if we are talking about its diagnosing, there we will go to the conclusion that you can do the genetic level study. And a lot of disease, nowadays, a lot of disease we can do toward genetics level. So my suggestion is if you have do a MLT, then you should do MS in human genetics or micro and immunology.
Okay. And what is the job market like for those people then after Sajjad? So just to explore that. So somebody moving down the path and going to the MS.
Exactly, Robert. It's depend because if we are talking about that, if I have this degree, that what will be my future? In this, I will explain that if you, a lot of people, they are thinking, they are saying that I will do this degree, then what will be my future? What will I do in future? It depend on the individual. Because if you have do a degree MLT and after that you have do MS and PhD, it depend on you that how you will struggle, how you will use yourself, your potential in the field. So my suggestion is that because I have seen, I will explain a lot of example that I have seen my senior, they have do MLT, after that they have do MS, then PhD, they are still jobless. Because they are not using their potential in the field. So my suggestion is the regarding the their future perspective, that it depends on the individual.
Fair. And then so your advice for individuals, Sajjad, what should they be doing or what should they be thinking about to prepare themselves better?
Very good question. My advice for these people are if someone is doing, because Robert, in Pakistan, this culture was recently started in 2016-17. And in your country and America, Canada, UK, these people are following this culture. They, during the graduation study, a lot of boys or students, they are doing part-time internship or doing part-time job. In Pakistan, a lot of students, they are doing, they are not doing part-time job. They are just studying and for the after four, because they are not doing practical. They don't want to enter in the practical life. So after graduation, then they starting internship, then job. So in my case, during my second year of MLT, I start part-time internship. Then 2 to 3 years when I was graduating from medical college, doing completing my MLT, I was in Pakistan, a very good hospital. They offer me as a senior medical technologist post because they count my experience during my study life. So my suggestion for the young students that during your study, you people should attach yourself as an internee or as a part-time job in hospital research lab or diagnostic lab. So my advice for them is this.
Thank you, Sajjad. So that actually clarifies another question. Sometimes we assume it's the same in multiple settings, but then it also implies that during the degree program in Pakistan, internship is not one of the mandatory steps. It's not a portion of the degree program. It is something that the individual will have to choose to do themselves.
Robert, in Pakistan, if you are doing MLT in their third year and fourth year, they can go to the attached labs, hospital lab for internship. But there is a difference between working in government hospital labs and private hospital lab in Pakistan. For me. Because in Pakistan, the environment and the teaching, in if you are doing your MLT and you are in your third year, so if you can join a part-time internship in private setup, it will be better than if you are doing in your own hospital lab. So I will suggest that they also join the private setup also. Yes.
Understood. No, I appreciate that. Okay. So Sajjad, given that, and I appreciate you giving us a bit of an overview as well of the network and of the situation for not only students, but professionals in the country. Let's talk about your particular interests moving forward. So you obviously have set up your own diagnostic center. And, sure. In addition to that, you're still also employed by, I believe, the local government. Is that right? Local government, the district government?
Yes. In provincial government.
Okay, great. And what do you do for the provincial government at this point?
I'm there in a regional blood center as a health education officer.
Great. And what does that entail?
Our regional blood center, we provide screen blood to the people of this area.
Okay.
Yes. Because we our regional blood center, we are camping in medical colleges, universities, and madrasas. the voluntary blood donor, they donate their blood, and we collect the blood, and then we bring it to the center, regional blood center. After that, we start processing their bloods, their blood components. For example, we separate in three component: FFP, fresh frozen plasma, RCC, red cells concentration, and then platelets. And after that, we do the screening of the donor's blood. For example, we are doing here in our regional blood center hepatitis B virus, hepatitis C virus, HIV, syphilis, and malaria. Mm-hmm. And we are doing malaria on ICT method, device method, and HBS, HCV, HIV, VDRL. We are using CLIA. Chemiluminescence method for screening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so Sujat, just from so in your role in that, and this is the part I was trying to understand. So, what would your part be in that overall process? So, are you involved in diagnostics? Are you involved in training? Are you involved in promotion? What's the
my job description is, if for example, if some of the donor, voluntary donor, they have hepatitis B positive or HCV or VDRL or HIV, I will my assistant call to this voluntary, that one voluntary, and we called him to our regional blood center. After that, I start counseling the patient, the donor, voluntary donor. I counsel the donor that you can do this treatment, and we refer to the, for example, if someone is hepatitis B C positive, we refer this voluntary donor to hepatitis B and C control program, which are on government level. And if the voluntary donor is HIV positive, then I refer this voluntary donor to HIV control program. If someone is syphilis VDRL positive, I refer to our medical specialist. And along with, I also supervising the camping, I am doing awareness seminar on thalassemias, hemophilias, genetically disease. So my work is this as a health education officer.
Yes. So you certainly have a busy day then, bouncing between the two roles that you're performing. So congratulations on your entrepreneurship, I should say, as well as part of this, and the efforts you're making to get ahead. Let me ask you a final question then. Here is that we'd like to ask our guests to recognize any mentors or supporters that have helped them along the way. And so for yourself, was there anybody you'd like to acknowledge as we wrap up here?
Sure, why not? One of my very, very best and great teacher during my MLT study was Dr. Abbas Hayat. He was our HOD of Rawalpindi Medical College, Noida, Rawalpindi Medical University. He was our HOD pathology. And the second one, which really I joined the as a public health specialist, I joined the MPH. I start doing my MPH is Dr. Shehzad Ali Khan. Right now, he is a VC, Vice Chancellor of Health Services Academy, Islamabad University.
Great. Thank you very much for that, Sujat, and thank you for spending time with us today and helping educating us a little bit on the local lab situation in Pakistan.
Helping
us understand better the hopefully what some future MLT graduates will have in their back pocket and their experiences that they'll gain to help them on their career. So thank you for that advice.
Welcome, Robert.
To make a suggestion of someone that would make a great guest or topic you would like to hear more about, please visit us at labop.org. That's labopp.org.